Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello and welcome again to another edition of the Something to Think About podcast. We continue our look on keeping your thoughts and your mind clear. Last week, we looked on four reasons why your mind is not clear. Number one, lack of confidence and lack of confidence in God's kindness, to be specific. The next one is lack of self-control. Number three is focusing on the wrong things. And number four is abusing power and authority. And those four things can cause you to not be alert to opportunities and ways and means to find solutions for the current problems that you have. We also made some mentions about the fact that you can become intoxicated by these issues to the point where you miss opportunity. And sometimes you focusing on the problem make the problem worse. And that's where we want to pick up our discussion this week. Our core scripture, as always, is 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Keep your mind clear and be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour. So we want to continue our look on the whole emphasis on what it means or what is the result of you being distracted. So your mind not being clear literally means that you are distracted. And you're distracted by current problems that are unresolved. So that's the basic definition that we want to lead with. And according to Paul in Romans 13, verse 11 to 13, gives an idea of what can happen when we are in a very distracted state. So one, he said that you know the times in which we are living. It's time for you to wake up. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first became believers. The night is almost over and the day is near. So we can get rid of the things that belong to the dark and take up the weapons that belong to the light. We should live decently as people who live in the light of day. Wild parties, drunkenness, sexual immorality, promiscuity, rivalry, and jealousy cannot be a part of our lives. So it's a lot he has said. And we want to unpack some of the results of being distracted. And there are four. Depression. Number two, worrying and anxiety. Number three, being abusive. And number four, becoming unproductive. So those are some of the four reasons that and the results that can happen as a result of your lack of confidence or you being distracted. So all of these manifested behaviors are a serious cry for help. The person suffering from these issues are not able to function the way God wanted them to. They are not able to produce results because they are distracted. The person suffering from depression, all they are doing is escaping to a place of feeling hopeless all the time. It becomes a part of them and they daydream a lot. Their speech is hopeless. And even if you tell them about God, their reaction is always the same. Nothing can resolve the issue. Does this sound familiar? Like, problem is there and it's like, nothing can help me. Like, person hurting and saying like, yo, nobody don't love me. Feel away, as Jamaicans would say. And it's a chronic response of how the impact it can show you the deep wounded impact of what happens when you become wounded by incidents and events. Life can happen. The rising inflation can cause us to worry that or feel depressed that you don't have enough money and you're going to starve. And things are going to get worse unless you get more money. So these are some of the major things when it comes down to depression. And it's really a mental battle when your mind is not clear and it starts to become hopeless. And this is something that happens over time. The person who suffers from anxiety spends a lot of time thinking about the problem and whether or not it can be fixed. They are anticipating a miracle to happen that will resolve all the problems. One time, they are not at the same place as the depressed person because they are hoping for a solution. So this is a different level. So one side of the coin is being depressed. Another side of the coin is being anxious. So you're anticipating a quick fix. But really and truly, you're focusing on what can resolve the problem quickly, as opposed to making a decision about the way forward. But the fact that you're stuck in that loop, thinking about what can resolve the problem quickly, you're still distracted by what is happening. The abusive person can become toxic to a family unit, team, or community. They don't know how to express themselves because of what they are thinking about or facing. They will lash out at people even if they are there to help. The real problem is that they are angry that the problem is even there in the first place. It's a progression in terms of the behavior pattern. So you're looking, you're seeing the different dynamics of what can happen when it comes on to being distracted. So when you're distracted thinking about trying to resolve a problem, you can also become abusive to your family members and those who love you. And if you know of that brother, sister, uncle, auntie, cousin, mother, father, son, daughter, co-worker, that you know that, you know, them lash out at you. If you check the root and sit down and like all a reason with them, talk to them, realize that the root of the problem is that them have a problem that them can't fix and resolve. And these are really the chronic impact of what can happen when you have unresolved matters. And lastly, the unproductive person doesn't do anything at all. They are only focused on finding things that will prevent them from fixing the issue. If you check their activities, it's a sign of procrastination. They will end up in places you will never thought possible. All of these issues leaves believers vulnerable and wide open to attack from the enemy. What happens is that they will never know that it is coming. So that's the thing. When you're distracted and your mind is not clear, you're a wide open target for the enemy. And what we're really talking about is that things can happen. Is that if you're in a depressive loop, it can be pushed to the point where a solution is presented for you to commit suicide. And this has happened to many, many successful persons before. And it's a loop where you end up in places around people doing things that is really damaging long term, not short term. It's really damaging long term, and you may not even realize that it's actually a long term damage that you're causing yourself. And this is how persons start to drink. This is how persons end up starting to smoke cigarettes, ganja, or even take drugs, hard drugs like cocaine and something there. It's a result of not resolving problems. And the behavior patterns that you see is a result of these problems not being resolved, like a genuine solution that can fix the problem permanently. And even helping the person to fully understand what is actually happening. Like, you know, somebody to tell us, hey, this is what is happening and this is the impact. And how do you feel about this? And you can get to talk and explain the whole thing. And then you can put the pieces of the puzzle together to make a decision about the way forward, because you have actually dealt with the core problem. And that's one of the main things that you have to really think about when it comes on to dealing with these issues. And these are some questions to think about as we bring this podcast episode to a close. Are you doing something that is destructive to you? What are you doing now? Is it helpful long term? Not don't think about tomorrow, next 2 weeks, but if you, with the path that you're on now, if you continue to stay on that path, where will you end up 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? If what you're doing, will it help you to bring about a solution? Are you getting solutions from the type of activities, friends that you're around, the books that you're reading, the videos that you're watching? Is it helping you resolve the current issue that you're facing now? And helping you to resolve the turmoil in your mind? If no, then you need to try a different solution. And the Bible says, keep your minds clear so that you can pray. Clear your mind by actually making a decision about the way forward. And actually resolving the matter by answering those questions that I'll leave you with this week. And, you know, we talk about this next week where we share some solutions as to how you can actually stay awake and be alert as a believer. And we can talk about in terms of ways that you can, some tips to how you can clear your mind. Anyway, that's it for me this week. As always, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.